Right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, for your presence. We thank you for your word. Bless us to hear what's in your heart that we may do all to stand. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, doing all to stand is a good thing. Because God is foundational, whatever it takes is what, you know, we do whatever it takes to win. And every part of his will, it actually ushers you into another part, just like in the judgments of Revelation, one ends and ushers in another. Well, the wisdom of God works the same way. As you obey him, it ushers you into more knowledge of him, more understanding of him. In St. John chapter 13, we see Christ having the Last Supper with his disciples. And we'll begin in verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. Mm-hmm. Now he washed their feet.
Amen.
He gave them an example that would last forever. Mm-hmm. This is how you love each other. This is how you love my people. The same way I loved you. And he washed their feet. Now, skip down. In verse 15, he explained that he said, "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them." Now, Judas Iscariot was going to betray him. We'll skip down to that part. Verse 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I should give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Judas didn't hear what they said. John was close to him, and he asked him privately, and Jesus answered him privately. And then he showed him who it would be. I'm going somewhere with this. He said, now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke. He spake this unto him. For some thought, I skipped a verse 27. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That doest, do quickly." Jesus told Judas, "What you do quickly." No man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, "Buy those things that we have need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Verse 31. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one unto another. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said to him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay my life down for thy sake." And Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay thy life down for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me three times." Now, when Judas left, Satan left with him. And then the Lord revealed what's in chapter 14 through chapter 18. And Satan had no knowledge of it. this scheme that he had was so important to him that he did it himself. He entered Judas, and where Judas went, Satan went.
That's good. I never thought of that.
Jesus.
And the Lord revealed the foundations of the church. After we receive the blood of the Lamb, after we're in him, what he spoke in chapters 14 through 18, well, through 17, he ended it with a prayer. And 18, he began to go to the garden. This is the same night. And the foundation of things he taught is the way we structure the church based on how we wash each other's feet. It's always based on love. If love is not first, it's not going to be the same. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is everything's love based with God. He guides us into all truth. Some truth is not always what we want to hear. But if it's important for us to know, he's going to tell you. He'll tell you who your friends are. He'll tell you who your friends are not. He'll show you what people are up to. He'll show you his plan. Everything that's important for you to know, if he can trust you to love people, there's no restriction for him to teach. Because if he give us inside information and we betray people, that's bad. That's, you know, he don't want to do that, and it'll be bad for you if you betray his trust. But if it's, as he guides us in life, he'll show us things that we have to have.
Amen. And Brother Apostle, foot washing was a servant job. Mm-hmm. And see, foot washing is very, that was the thing people needed because they traveled a lot. They walked mostly everywhere they went. They're not like us, riding in cars and got shoes that cover us. And that, you know, that was the lowest of lowest. I mean, Peter said, "No, you'll never wash mine." Because that's a servant's job, you know.
That's true.
But Jesus said, "I want to show his people how to serve."
But it's one of the lowest jobs of a servant, too, that you could possibly be, is washing somebody's feet, because that was the nastiest thing on your body at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that showed love, that he would do that. Mm-hmm. Do it at the time when he said, "I know my hour is about to come." When a man is about to die, he's not going to do nothing like that, you know. Men that's so close to death, they do things that really matters in life. Mm-hmm. So that really mattered in his life.
Mm-hmm. This was very important. Remember, everything God do is conversation. From the time of Genesis, everything he did, he was communicating something. Every action was just like words. when he did this, he gave them a visual of his heart, of his love. In ministry, if anybody, they men can do great things in the Lord, but once they get in pride, everything just stops. No matter how much he pray, he can't go any further until he gets rid of pride, because pride is the opposition that will change his whole motive.
It's 8:43, okay. So we got 2 minutes to close out and. With those 2 minutes and do communion. Okay. You're here every Sunday, so you know you'll pick back up next Sunday.
Okay.
We just want to close out with this communion.
Let's see. When Isaiah prophesied about these things, about the move of the Holy Spirit, we'll look at that next week. He prophesied how. You know, you hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. That's the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus taught us these things.
Get your crackers out. Thank you, Leah. Pull up the clear first and get that out.
Get back to the
then go to the next one.
Okay. Try to find my scripture.
Whatever you want. 1 Corinthians 11:23
I was trying to find it in John.
Huh?
1 Corinthians 11.
Yeah, 23rd.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
I got that settled in me, man. I wanted him to reveal himself through me through communion.
You know,
and this is the hour Jesus is trying to reveal himself through just like the road to be met, that as they walked the road he met, they said, we know it was Jesus because how he broke the bread.
Yeah.
He can reveal himself through you through this.
What? Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Holy Ghost.
Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:23 reads, for I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Yes.
And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. The New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Lord, we under covenant. Praise God. My body is under covenant.
That's right.
My mind is under covenant. Shout out to Yah.
Man.
This is the supernatural meal, and it's also a covenant meal. And it's a meal where we can fellowship and commune with him. We always want to stop 3 minutes early. You have to get your 3 minutes early so we can commune with him. Taking this without communing with him is not effective. You commune with him, you're telling him, Lord, something going on in my body or something. Just commune with him. He loved for you to commune with him.
Yeah.
We'll just take 3 minutes or 3 seconds just to commune with him. Because he's taking this without the fellowship with him. These are fellowship cups.
Amen.
Yeah.
And without the fellowship with him, you won't get your true results.
Yeah.
Man, I'm after true results for this.
Amen. Come on.
Amen.
That's good stuff.
And this does remind us of what he did for us.
Amen.
And it all works together. I thank the Lord for that. And Satan never did figure out what he was doing. We'll deal with that next week.
Amen, amen. Okay.
If he had known, he wouldn't let it happen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, said none of the princes could swear.
Well, you don't even have to close it out because Ray coming up.
Oh.
Just come on, do Candace, because he's next. These things that I didn't know Gwen was going to do, Lamb of God. But Lamb of God, don't know, Ray. I mean, we're going to have to introduce Candace.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.